It's a Netball Show with Fly Hawk. Really great to speak to Gabby Sinclair, who's joined Celtic Dragons this season from Magpies. Gabby, thank you for your time. And first of all, let's look at the fact that you very much start in goal attack for 2020. Super Shot was almost invented for players like you. So now you're here. Do you miss it?
I did enjoy the Super Shot back playing in Super Netball. I guess, as you said, like, I'm a long-range shooter. So, yeah, I did find it exciting and I thought it brought something different to the game. But, yeah, it is a bit different now, I guess, playing over here without it, going back to old netball. But it is kind of fun going back to the traditional game as well, because I haven't played traditional netball for about 4 years now.
Well, there's certainly a question that I never thought I'd start an interview with, so thank you for that. You've been part of a side and part of Magpies for a long, long time as well, a 2018 Premiership success as well. So
yeah,
how difficult was it when the decision not to renew that contract was to take?
Yeah, it was pretty difficult. I guess, you know, that's elite sport sometimes. And I think coming off the back of the season that I had in 2022, I felt like I'd performed and contributed to the team. I think, yeah, like statistically wise, I had improved from the year before. So yeah, when I did find out, it was really tough to hear. But as I said, I think with elite sport, things don't always go your way, and it's very up and down with sometimes the opportunities that you get. And I think, yeah, it did make things harder because I had been part of the club for such a long time. And as you said, I started playing in the Australian Netball League there in their feeder programs. You know, we won a premiership in 2018, and so it was really difficult. And I think at the time, yeah, it did take a bit of time to, you know, get over it and, you know, feel all those emotions. But I guess opportunities like this arise, and I was really excited to come over and play in England.
Was it something that you initiated yourself?
I was actually overseas at the time when I got asked by Dragons if I'd be interested in coming over. So what had happened, Lefebvre Radiman was playing in Com Games and she did her ACL.
Yeah.
And then they got in contact with me. And, yeah, we just had a few conversations and I said I was interested in coming over. And then, yeah, it just kind of unfolded that way.
There seems to be a bit of an ongoing discussion about whether or not Sophie Garbin should start as GS or Shimona Nelson as well. Any particular thoughts on that?
I guess really it's the coaching decision. I think obviously Shimona's a really big target in goal shooter. I think Sophie, you know, is a massive target as well. And we've seen her play with Diamonds over the past few international series. And she's really performed and done a really great job. So I think they both bring something really different and they're both exciting players. So yeah, it'll be a tough choice for sure.
What about the bond between you and Jeeva?
Yeah, Jeeva's awesome.
Good answer.
Yeah. No, Jeeva's awesome. She's such a lovely person. Yeah, we got along really well. Yeah, she's heaps of fun, very cheeky, but yeah, also a very good role model and professional person as well.
Your game has been described to me as you're a crafty player on court, and for the shortest players, she always packs a mighty punch. Hard worker with a sweet, sweet shot. You'd be wanting to bring that to the game here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, whoever described me, that's very nice of them.
I'll tell you it was afterwards.
No, that's very kind. Yeah, absolutely. I think coming over here, it's been a really fresh start for me. And yeah, it's been really nice being able to, I guess, bring some of my knowledge and experience over here to help Dragons improve. And yeah, I guess in regards to my court craft, yeah, of course I'd love to bring that kind of stuff over here with me. I am quite short, but I can still shoot, so for all the young short shooters out there, you can do it. But yeah, so I'm definitely looking forward to, yeah, bringing that over with me. And yeah, I guess you can still shoot the long bombs, even though there's no 2-point shot as well.
Nice thing is, though, it's just embracing the chance of being at the other side of the world, taking on board the Super League as well. And you're just really looking forward to how the season's going to pan out.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, not many people get to say that they've lived in another country and, you know, played the game that they love as their job. So I'm really grateful to have an opportunity to come over and play over here. There are some awesome netballers in this league, which, you know, I'm really excited to play against and challenge myself against, you know, those athletes. And I think, you know, last year Dragons really built throughout the season, and, you know, we've had a few players in and out since the start, but hopefully we can find, hit our straps and keep up the good work that we've been showing in patches and really build throughout the season.
And what's that appeal like for overseas players? Just the appeal of joining the Super League? I mean, we've had Lanise join, Elle McDonald's join as well, and obviously you as well. So how attractive is it to overseas players?
I think it's like a really good opportunity to, you know, come over and play in a different country. And I guess all the netball leagues, if you look at Super Netball, the New Zealand League, and over here, they all, I guess, bring something different. You know, all three countries have very different style of play. And so, you know, that's exciting as well. Because, you know, for instance, me being an Australian player, you're quite used to the Australian style of play. So coming over here, you challenge yourself in that aspect as well, with a slightly different style of play, you know, by the majority of English players as well. So, yeah.
Cardiff will be a bit of a change for you, though. Are you enjoying it so far?
Yeah, no, I'm really enjoying it here in Cardiff. It's definitely, it has been cold, but it's been really nice being here. Everyone's been like super welcoming, and yeah, I'm really, you know, settling in now and feel right at home. So it's been, yeah, it's been really good.
Obviously, there'll be changes and differences in and around the games, but has there been anything in particular that surprised you?
Yeah, I guess in Australia, we're quite lucky now. The majority of us can have netball as our full-time job. And I guess over here, the league's still building towards that, when players, you know, netball is your full-time kind of focus. So I guess that does bring different challenges with players, you know, having to have another form of income as well as play high-level netball. So I guess that is the major difference that I have noticed, and like the availability of players and things like that. But I do think the league's heading in the right way, and hopefully, you know, in the next few years, the league over here, netball can become players' first form of income and, yeah, really grow the game that way.
I get the idea that you're constantly learning, and it is that new challenge for you as well. So you're glad that you made the decision?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really glad that I did make the decision to come over. I think you can learn something wherever you go, and, you know, not only off the coaches, but the players, the support staff, you can learn something, yeah, everywhere, and everyone contributes in their own way. So, yeah, still learning heaps. And it's been, as I said, a really nice fresh start, getting to know like a whole new group of people as well.
Brilliant, Gabby. Good luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks, Andy.